are live on the Club Ichi Telethon. Hello, everybody. My name is Liz Lathan, and I am here with my friends, Nicole Ashibodu and Nick
Capozzi.
I was about to
call
you.
We just met him in the elevator.
Nick Capone. Like, I don't know where. Okay, hi. 12-hour live broadcast is starting out amazingly. Welcome to Scottsdale, Arizona. We are here at the Spice Video Studios, and we're here all day to celebrate community, to celebrate the event industry, and to bring you in. We have more than 75 people who have contributed content, conversation, product, prizes, and brain power, and technology, and money to make this whole thing happen, and this is all for you. So we are excited for the holiday season to bring everyone together and close out the year and kick off next year with a bang.
I know.
So hello, friends.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
You look great.
I look like I'm wearing jeans and a black t-shirt. I wish I had some fashion advice because you ladies are so stylish.
Thank you. Speaking of fashion, how do we look?
I can see you from space.
Thank you. Good.
That's my goal in life.
Me too.
Really?
Normally
my corneas are sore, to be honest, already.
I think, how's my makeup? Let me take my glasses off.
Yeah, you look great.
My eyes are so dramatic.
Yeah, do you like my earrings?
Yeah, oh no, they're great. From our friends, Jenna and Stacy.
Shout out to Jenna and Stacy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them a
little
later.
These are great. They say Club Ichi. We should sell these.
Yeah, we're starting so early here on Mountain Time that we're still in our pajamas, but then we got a little tinseled up for the holidays.
Yeah. Speaking of our outfits, you look like you're not comfortable.
Yeah, it's not really what I do.
Yeah, no. Okay, great. I'm wearing this all day.
I know you are.
Sure. Good. I mean, let's just go with that. Okay.
Can we get some help?
Yes. So let's go ahead and bring in our friend Natalie from New York. Hey, girl!
Oh. Hello, Fabulosity.
Hi.
Hi, Barbie.
How are you doing?
Hi, Barbie.
I am.
Wait, I'm like, does that make me Ken?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are enough.
Listen, I'm curvy Barbie, and I love it.
I'm Barbie today. I'm New York Barbie.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you
amazing.
Look great in your pink, you know, my favorite color. Okay, so we need a little help. As you know, we're on this 12-hour telethon, so we wanted to be comfortable. So I was like, let's show up in our pajamas. And I think I'm going to keep mine on. So what do you think of my thing and then
Well, knowing outfit? How vivacious, pink, comfy, and sparkly you like to be, I think you feel comfortable all day in your wardrobe. Like, this feels like Nicole is living her best life, bringing in the community, and still shining.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. I love it. Okay, then. Well, you know what? I didn't even introduce you. Let me do that. So, by the way, this is Natalie, our most fabulous friend, who is a New York City business owner of BU Style, which is pretty fabulous. She's a host of also Wear Who You Are podcast, which is amazing. I'm about to binge listen to that. And our cheerleader of authenticity. I'll say that about Natalie. She's always, like we just said, be who you are. That's amazing. And she empowers people with style and uses that as your superpower, because your style is truly your superpower, which I think my power comes from my sequins today.
I think so.
But yes. Okay, so let's go through. I'll let you take it away for Liz.
Yeah, I want to just pause on the be who you are moment. I don't know that I'm.
Are you feeling like you, Liz?
My full self.
Let's talk about this. I've met Liz a number of times. I don't know if I once have ever seen you in sequins, unless Nicole made you put it on.
Yeah.
I might have. I'm not going to lie. Well, you're wearing this.
Okay, but
how
question
feeling,
being,
Liz?
Right, you know, You dress for the occasion, right? And I often say that I dress for the job I want. That's why I wear sweatpants, so I can work from home. But I actually am most comfortable in jeans and a t-shirt. But obviously, sometimes we put on a costume, sometimes we put on fancy clothes. And so I think as we go through planning event strategy for the year and where we're gonna be and how we're gonna travel, do you have tips for travel clothes to be comfortable in? Do you walk off the plane ready? Do you change clothes in the airport like Nicole does?
Right in the middle.
how do we really not look like a hot mess at the airport, but also be comfortable?
Well, the beautiful thing that pandemic gave us were fashionable, stretchy clothes. And a lot of it, anytime you're doing anything, any day, I want everyone to have an exercise of take the extra 30 seconds to visualize how you're going to move through your day. Do you have time to change if you're getting off an airplane? Do you need to go straight to meetings? Who are you going to be around? Are you going to be on your feet all day? What's the weather? Are you going to be outside? how do you want to be received by the group that you're in? So if you just take that 30 to 60 seconds to visualize the beginning of your day, the end of your day, I always suggest you do that before you dress for it. Because sometimes you start in your morning and you think of your first two meetings and you think, oh, I'm going to be fab. But you're not thinking of the latter part of your day and you want to kill your feet by the end of the day. If you haven't thought through, oh no, I have to walk here. I'm going to be on hard floors. I'm going to be here, there. So really having that intentionality behind dressing for your day, who you're going to be around, your comfort level, and how you want to be received.
It's so simple. And I don't know that I've ever really thought through every moment of my day. Other than
so easy.
Knowing not to wear heels in Vegas. Speaking of heels, so I never wore heels before, but now post-pandemic, I'll never wear heels again. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you the last time my stilettos and my baby giraffe was walking across, you know, the West Village. No, 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 no. Right now, I think in my clients, we've thrown out probably 100 pair of stiletto heels because we are emboldened and empowered to not have to put ourselves through that if you don't want to.
I love that.
Thank God.
Now, how about Nick?
I have a lot of questions. Yeah. So my style is pretty much black t-shirts, black jeans, but hold on. This is the topper right here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that's baseball hats and watches is kind of my thing. What would you suggest for me, Natalie? Give me something basic I can start with.
Well, I think you look great. If you wanted to elevate that capsule wardrobe, just throw on a blazer or jacket. A third layer is magical.
So I'm with you on the blazer. I was going to wear a blazer today, but it was too hot. So I'm just rocking the Ichi, Club Ichi t-shirt.
Yeah, which but he does have a blazer. So here's what I like about what you're saying. It's have options. Think about your day. You will find that I will have multiple wardrobe changes today because I think sparkles are not what are going to be my authentic self for the rest of the day. But it's fun to start with, like a disco ball.
I'll borrow them and put them on. So that'd be good.
By the end of the day, Nicole's going to have 37 sparkles on. Like 37.
I also believe in wearing props. I'm not going to lie.
Wearing props.
We'll see.
We've got them.
Wearing props.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing props.
Wait.
We'll figure it out.
Our friends at the Atlantis Bahamas with their Junkanoo. We got some Junkanoo stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I love it. My staple go-to item that I always have in my bag is a jean jacket. I feel like that's the way to, like, you can pair a jean jacket with some sequins and all that. Natalie, what do you think about my jean jacket?
Here's my problem with the jean jacket is that I only wear jeans on bottom, too, and now I feel like that Steve Harvey meme.
Oh, yeah.
So I love
it. It's also called the Canadian tuxedo.
Nick said it before I could.
And the Canadian
tuxedo.
Canadians
are so nice. Canadians are some of the nicest people in the world.
It's true, we are.
Okay, jean jackets, in or out?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I think jean jackets are great. They're functional, and they also elevate that level of fashion. To your point, if you've got a dress on and you need to anchor it with, you know, a jean jacket, or you need to tame down those sequins, Nicole, then a jean jacket's a great way to balance that. It's also a really receptive messaging because jean jackets are like the jacket for everyone.
That's true. Yep, that's a good one. Okay, I have a question about real quick about shoes. I don't even like shoes. So what would you say, I mean, as event professionals, when you do an event and it's all day, you probably have three pairs of shoes. The shoes you wear when you're setting up and you're opening boxes and you're sweating, and then the shoes that are uncomfortable that you wear and you're still sweating, but we're holding the clipboard and doing all the things, and then the shoes that you change to in the middle of and you're still sweating. But like, what would you say is a comfortable shoe, either by brand, style, anything for us event profs that need new shoes?
Well, I think if it's that point where you need to not be in a sneaker, obviously sneakers are the most comfortable. If you don't want to be in a sneaker, right now loafers are a great option. There are a lot of great loafers, with just maybe, and I know this sounds counterintuitive, but if you have that 1 inch little court heel, then it actually alleviates pressure on your whole foot, because we know by the end of the day it's swollen about 2 extra sizes. The other tip is generally to, again, think about how you're going to feel the end of the day. And a lot of times, if those are your end of day shoes, get them a half size bigger because your feet do swell.
That's true. Speaking of swelling, that's called cankles. And I get those a lot. Just keeping it real here.
Oh my goodness. Natalie, thank you so much for helping us get ready for the day.
Yes.
We will talk to you soon. I think that we're going to have a quick little chat about what's coming up for Club Ichi in 2024.
Yes. We love you.
Fabulous.
Thank you,
Natalie. One more quick question, Natalie. Yeah. If I was on a yacht in Croatia, hypothetically, what kind of shoes should I wear there?
Good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, a fabulous loafer. No socks.
No socks. No socks.
Very European. I'm ready for it.
Foot spray.
I'm feeling it. I'm visualizing.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Have a great day. Love you.